Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
You just wanna try to show off your singing, 'cause you could be winning the chance to be a star thanks to Kid Craddock and Septian. Your code is gonna finally explode. It's your big play, the reason you're alive. Your talents magnify, and you finally have arrived. It's your big play.
That's what it is. We're watching the career of four teenagers blossoming right before our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all a part of it. We want to give these kids the break they've been looking for. They've all been writing songs for a few years.
They've all been singing,
playing guitar, banjos, whatever, all the instruments they play.
But one will get a big, big break.
Yes.
Training.
Thanks to you and your voting and the Septian group,
mm-hmm.
one of these teenagers will get to perform in front of some record labels.
Exposure.
They'll get to meet with Demi Lovato's mom. They'll get coaching from Linda Septian,
mm-hmm.
who's worked with a bunch of stars like Demi Lovato and Selena Gomez and Casey Musgraves, and she's even worked with Destiny's Child. This is a big deal.
Yeah.
This is a big deal, and it's all coming down to this, because they had one final competition.
Yep.
Your last chance to vote for these kids to get them through to win, and it was put on our shoulders. We had a mentor week. Each of the four finalists was assigned one of us.
How was your mentoring experience, Kelly?
Yeah, how do you guys feel about mentoring?
You know what? I feel pretty good about it.
Does it feel good?
Yeah, me too. I feel like I'm a pretty good mentor.
You know, yeah. I don't feel like I, you know, tried to control or shape who she is.
No,
right.
No.
I kind of just gave her a song and backed off and
that's what I did.
I let her do her thing.
That was my strategy.
Me telling her.
I was like, okay, here's the song. Do it.
I have faith in you.
This was
to know what to do.
Yeah. This was Al's strategy. I don't even think you looked up your girl. You're like, I like Blake Shelton.
Yeah.
Boom.
I put some thought into a song that was different for my artist that I thought she could do a good job with.
Yeah.
Right.
Al just picked his favorite song at the moment.
Exactly.
I sure did.
Well, all the kids turned in their songs
mm-hmm.
as of last night.
We haven't heard any of them.
We have not heard any of them.
I can't wait.
And we're about to get to hear them.
Right now.
We'll kick it off with your girl first, Jenna. We're going to talk to Madison. Let's bring in Maddie real quick.
All right.
Hey, Maddie.
Hello.
This is Madison Applegate.
It is.
How's it going, Madison?
It is. Very well. It's going well. It's been a busy past couple days, but it's been good.
You excited?
I am. This song was kind of a challenge at first. I wasn't sure how I was going to, like I said last time, tackle it, but I did just that, and I am really, really happy with how it turned out. It's
love
different,
hard.
And it's not something like I would usually do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Love
it kind of put
questions.
Me out of my comfort zone.
Now, Maddie, when you do get famous, what would you like to go by? You know, when you see your name on the billboards and all that stuff, what do you want it to say?
Oh, man, I don't know. Ever since I got into high school, I've been going by Madison more often, but everyone really knows me as Maddie, I feel like Maddie's more me, probably.
So just Maddie, just the one name artist?
You don't have to make that decision today.
No, you don't.
Your image consultant can work with you on that.
Yeah, that's why we need you to win.
Very true.
Because you know, Julia Roberts, everybody knew her as Julie.
And then?
And now she's Julia.
Huh.
And then people who knew her when she was Julie brag about it. Psst, I knew her when she was Julie. And see, now they're going to say that about Madison.
Yep.
So right. It could be Maddie.
I knew she would. Maddie. She was just Maddie.
Maddie. Maddie.
All right. So for Madison, Madison plays four instruments, ukulele. She has kind of a folk sound, great voice. And I wanted to pick something a little bit different. So I went with this Kanye West Estelle song, American Boy.
Great song.
I love this song.
It's a fun, upbeat, dancey song.
For some years, and I love it.
All right. So Madison was handed this song.
All right.
You were allowed to do whatever you wish to do with this song, Maddie. And here's what you came up mm-hmm. with.
Let's hear it.
He said, "Hey, sister, it's really, really nice to meet ya. I just met this 5'7" guy who's just my type. I like the way he's speaking. His confidence is peaking. Don't like his baggy jeans, but I'ma like what's underneath them. No, I ain't been to MIA. I heard that Cali never rains in New York's
heart awaits. First let's see the West End. I'll show you to my brethren. I'm liking this American boy, American boy. Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. I really want to come kick it with you. You'll be my American boy, American boy.
All right.
Wow. If you're watching Kid TV, you saw Jenna feeling that.
Yeah, I'm like, I know, I thought they were showing her.
Jenna was full, eyes closed.
She had her eyes closed, and she was feeling because they were showing Maddie singing. And Jenna's like, yeah.
She was working on it. I thought it was L.A. Reid over there or
that's
something.
That's exactly what
I thought. I thought it was L.A. Reid. She's bobbing that head.
She's like saying no, but she says yes inside her head. Maddie, that was great.
Good
Maddie,
great job.
Maddie, great job.
Thank you.
Yep.
Her hashtag is Big Break Maddie. Hashtag Big Break Maddie if you want to talk about her on Twitter.
Cool.
Voting will end today by 10 a.m. Central.
Wow.
There's a few hours left.
And her video should be posted at kidnation.com if you want to watch it in its entirety.
Okay.
Good luck to you, Maddie, over the weekend, okay?
Thank you so much.
No, thank you more.
Thank you more. Good.
Yeah, well great. Done. So far,
great.
This has started off strong.
All right.
And we'll move on to the only man in the competition.
Your man.
The Keefster is what I call him. What's up, Austin?
Hey, what's up?
This is Austin Kiefer.
Now, you mentored him, and you gave him some advice going in, because what song did you choose for him again?
I gave him Counting Stars by One Republic, just because there's so many ways.
Stars? Oh.
No, not stars, Al. Just because.
There are a lot of stars.
I think Austin has a pretty good range with his voice, and this song is rangy, and I think he could show off those.
It's
those
rangy. Vocals.
And what kind of direction did you give him? Which way did you want him to take it?
I said, do what you need to do, Austin. That's what I told him. Right, Austin?
Yeah, definitely.
Austin, did JC try and get on this cover with you and say he could, you know, play guitar for you?
Or backup dance, something?
You can
wait, what?
Wait, what?
Yeah, don't tell him.
Okay.
Yeah, he pleads the fifth on that question.
Yes.
Austin, how long did it take you to record this song?
At first it was kind of hard because I was going into it thinking I can do this, I know the song, and then I second-guessed myself and I didn't actually know the whole thing.
Yeah.
And it was kind of a challenge, but it took maybe a bunch of tries, but I mean, I finally got down to the one I really like.
Good, because I wanted to challenge you. That was my point. I wanted to challenge you. Now, Austin, when you get famous, which celebrity are you going to end up dating? You have your eye on somebody?
Katy Perry, probably.
Yeah, you probably. Okay. I see that happening for show. For show. Yeah.
All right, well, let's check out Austin Kiefer.
Lately, I've been losing sleep. Dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. So no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars. I see this life like a swinging vine. Swing my heart across a line. In my face is flashing signs. Seek it out and she shall find the old. But I'm not that old, young. But I'm not that bold. And I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. And I feel something's alright by doing the wrong thing. And
my man.
Yeah.
No shame in that, dog.
Oh, I can hear great the little job. Girl screaming now.
Oh.
Great job.
Throwing their little training bras on the stage.
Yeah, oh, yeah. how do you sing that good?
Well,
it's natural, huh?
You're right, JC. That song's kind of rangy.
He was making out with that microphone.
I don't know how you do that. Hashtag Big Break Austin on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
And make sure you check out his video at kidnation.com as well. Austin, well done, my man.
All right.
Thank you so much.
It was, you know, a little bit of the mentor, a little bit of the Austin.
Mm-hmm.
We made a great team, my man.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, we'll find out if you win on Monday, buddy. Good luck. And we'll move on to our next contestant, Sydney.
Sydney.
Oh, really? Okay.
I actually got a text message last night from my boy Caden in Lubbock. It works for a mix down there.
Uh-huh.
And she was actually on the air with him.
Oh, were you really, Sydney?
I think you were on the
yes.
Is that right, okay. Sydney? Yeah. Okay.
So we kind of talked through Caden. How was that being on the radio down in your hotel?
Now mentored with a third party.
Third party mentoring. Yeah. I was busy.
I outsourced.
So, well, I was nervous, but I got to help him do, like, the 7-on-7 countdown and stuff, and he made me feel really comfortable. He's a really nice guy.
Cool. Were you more nervous being on his show or on our show the first time?
I'm going to go with y'all, considering yours is, like, all over America.
Good answer.
Yeah, Cade's small potatoes.
Talk about my boy, Cade.
Sydney, I want to know, what was your first, I mean, genuinely, you can tell us the truth, your feeling when we announced that Al would be your mentor and then he chose Blake Shelton, his favorite song of the moment for you. Yeah. What was your first feeling?
Yeah, you hear that?
Well, I mean, when Big Al was my mentor, I was like, oh, this is good because, you know, I like him. I think we both have, like, the same kind of crazy personalities, but that song, dude, like, why?
Because it's my favorite song. Like, I'm sorry.
You still have to think about the person singing.
I'm sorry. That's what I wanted her to sing.
What song was it again? Like, Blake Shelton?
Blake Shelton, My Eyes.
Yeah, like, I'm confident in myself, but, I mean, I think some songs, like, sit well with other people, and some songs just don't. And I tried. I did my best.
You know what? You should get extra bonus points just for picking that song. Every time you've watched how many years of American Idol, they say it all comes down to song choice.
And your song choice,
you gave zero thought
this
to her.
This song is good.
Because it needs to be a song that resonates. And, you know,
right.
I was like, I'd love to choose a Beatles song for my girl. But then it's like, she wasn't even born when that came out.
Hold up. Sydney?
Uh-huh.
Do you have eyes?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Al.
Perfect.
Yeah,
You basically.
The song is called My Eyes.
I already give you credit for even trying to work with this song.
Yeah, we were thinking about not letting Al mentor anybody.
But you know what? I bet you did a great job with it.
I know. Yeah. I know you've got talent, and let's see what you did with it.
Hold on. Okay. Have you looked at the lyrics of this song, Al?
Yeah.
It's
a little mature.
You're 15, right, Sydney?
A little mature.
Yeah, I changed them so that it wouldn't be like, you know, lesbian ode. But.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta think about things like that.
Go ahead,
all right, let's go. Let's do it.
I'm like Al.
Sydney Mitchell.
Suit and jacket with your boots on. Hair blown back, all golden blonde. Blue eyes like water, wanna drink them up. Keep on drinking, can't get enough. Button up, sure wanna let it out. Just let the rest fall to the ground. You take beautiful to the max. Can't help myself when you look like that. Come a little closer, come a little closer. Come a little closer, boy, the way you're looking tonight. My eyes, the only thing I don't wanna take off of you. A little closer, come a little closer. Come a little closer, love the way you look tonight. My eyes, the only thing I don't wanna take off of you. And my eyes have seen a lot of amazing things, but they've never seen nothing quite like you. No, no.
One more time.
Hey baby, won't you come a little closer, come a little closer, mm-hmm. Come a little closer, love the way you're looking tonight.
Kid TV, if you want to see Al butcher the song as well.
The only thing I don't want to take off of you, a little closer.
I'll tell you what, honestly,
she nailed that song.
She did it better than Blake Shelton.
She nailed that song. She did it better than Blake Shelton.
I like that version.
Even Al didn't even know the lyrics.
Al's sitting up here mouthing some nonsense.
Yeah. Al giving her a song, singing about drinking. How old are you?
If I'm Sydney's dad, I come down here and whoop out.
Hey,
you've seen a lot of amazing things.
That is a prime example of taking lemons and making a lemon meringue pie.
So
instead of lemonade.
I did her a favor right there.
Okay. She succeeded despite you.
That's right. She succeeded with a very difficult challenge ahead of her, and she shined.
Well, let us know what you think. Hashtag big break up. Sydney.
I am standing up for her.
Thank you.
All right. Good job, Sydney.
Good job, Sydney. You should feel good about that.
That was great, Sydney.
That was awesome.
But you know what I feel good about?
What do you feel?
My girl.
Have a great day, Sydney, by the way. Good luck.
Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag big break Hannah with an H on both ends because her name is Hannah Lane.
Right.
And you know what they say?
What?
What do they say?
Save the best for last. I just have a good feeling about this.
Trey just said he just put him down right
now. Nope. I refuse to believe that.
That's how he edited the song.
I refuse to believe that.
Yeah, she was first on the sheet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're both sheets.
They're both equally as well.
Whatever.
All the kids are great.
I know.
We hadn't heard these. All the production told us they were all excellent. So,
let's say hello to Hannah Lane. Hi, Hannah.
Hi.
What's up, girl?
Nothing much. Just kind of sitting on my bed.
How's your experience been being mentored by Kelly Raspberry? Yeah. How's that been?
Well, she's like my fave. I'm sorry, guys, but.
But the actual mentoring experience.
Yeah.
What's your favorite part?
Like, it's quiet.
I love the song she chose for me.
There you go.
You know, it was just a great song choice. And, you know, I think it just really captured my voice well.
Was it, Kelly?
Huh. I agree. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard the finished product because I wanted to be surprised like the rest of you with your losing candidates.
Great song choice, Kelly.
You picked Katy Perry, Dark
Horse.
Not
that anybody's a loser. I shouldn't say that. These are teenagers. No. I'm just playing in the spirit of fun. But, you know, Hannah's a great singer.
Yeah, she is.
They're all great.
They're all great.
But she is mine. She is my charge, and she's my South Carolina girl. So right. I cannot wait. I mean, seriously.
I'm too. It's a great song.
Very curious to hear what she did
all
with
right.
this.
Let's hear it.
Covering Katy Perry's Dark Horse, here's Hannah Lane.
You better choose carefully, cause I'm capable of anything, of anything, and everything. Make me Aphrodite, make me one and only, but don't make me your enemy. She's a beast. I call her comments. She'll eat your heart out like Jeffrey Dahmer. Be careful, try not to lead her on. Shawty's heart is on steroids, cause her love is so strong. You might fall in love when you meet her. If you get the chance, you better keep her. She's sweet as pie, but if you break her heart, she'll turn cold as a freezer. That fairy tale ending with a knight in shining armor. She can be my sleeping beauty, I'm gonna put her in a coma. I think I love her. Shawty's so bad, I'm wrong, and I don't care. She got me like a roller coaster, turned the thing into a fair. Her love is like a drug, I was trying to hit it and quit it. Little mama so dope, I messed around and got addicted. So you wanna
oh, she rapped it. I just wanted to hear the rap.
Nice.
Your voice awesome. Is like butter.
Nice.
It's better than butter.
That performance will probably secure you a good, strong first runner-up.
Al Mack.
Look, we know Sydney gonna win. Sydney
oh, come on,
win.
Big break, Hannah, all the way.
Hannah.
Big break,
for
Sydney.
I'm rooting
Hannah,
for all four kids.
I couldn't be more proud, honestly.
It was
for
great.
Any of the kids, y'all all did great.
Y'all all did great. Yeah.
I was gonna call you Juicy all Hannah after that rap, but
yeah.
that's not. That's
no,
right.
No.
You guys did a great job.
Yeah, no. Hashtag Big Break Hannah. Let us know what you think of her cover of Dark Horse. Big, well done.
And Hannah was with an H on both ends.
Yes.
I want to make sure for misspelling it doesn't cost her votes. You know,
two H's.
And if you miss any of those and you're just joining us, head to KidNation.com. We'll post those covers there. There's only about, 2.5 hours left to vote. And this winner gets a whole lot of good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we'll announce that on Monday. We have Hannah, Sydney, Austin, and Madison. And voting ends at 10 a.m. Central.
Hannah, did you know your name backwards spells Hannah?
Oh, God.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. I never noticed.
All right. Sure. Thank you. Good luck.
All right.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's time to do it. Time to do it,
Big Al Mack.
Let's
we had
money.
$40,000 to give away, mm-hmm. So we decided to play a nice game of high-low.
Yeah, so we have 10 callers on the line right now, and each of them is going to guess at an amount between $1,000 and $2,500. Right, Jenna?
Kelly, you have your envelope?
I do, Jenna.
Open it up, because that has today's correct amount inside. For those of you on hold right now, you just have to guess that number between $1,000 and $2,500, and it's going to be an increment of 10, so
yep.
in the zero. You know how this goes by now, hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Make sure you're listening, because Kelly's going to tell each caller higher or lower. All right, let's start it off.
You got that number, Kelly?
I do. It's going to be a very lucky Friday the 13th for someone, isn't it?
Yep.
All right.
Al, computer audio.
JC.
That might have been JC accidentally.
Just assume we it's all, me.
Well, yeah.
Let's play high low.
Oh, I'm sorry. They're next to each other. I don't know.
Just assume. Something go wrong. Just assume it's Al.
I'm sorry.
Al. I get so tired. Y'all don't know what to do.
But usually it is. Michelle, what is your guess?
Good morning, y'all. Good morning. My guess is going to be 2150.
It's lower than 2150.
All right. Helen, what is your guess?
2010.
20?
What, again?
2010.
It's lower than 2010.
Lower. Lower.
Lower.
Taureen, what is your guess?
I am going to guess 1920.
It's lower than 1920.
Okay, keep going on down. Jennifer, what is your guess?
1880.
It's lower than 1880.
Alex, what is your guess?
1740.
It's higher than 1740.
Ooh, now we know. Karen, what is your guess?
1770.
It's higher than 1770.
Mm-hmm. All right. Misty, what is your guess?
1790.
It's higher than 1790.
Mm-hmm. Millie, not Al's girlfriend, what is your guess?
1850.
It's lower than 1850.
Oh, man. Michelle, what is your guess?
1830.
It's lower than 1830.
10th caller, Jamie, what is your guess?
1810.
It is 1810.
Oh, I'm the 10th caller.
The 10th caller got it.
$1,810 for you, Jamie.
That is awesome.
Very
happy,
awesome.
Happy Friday the 13th, baby.
Thank you.
Tell us about yourself, Jamie.
I am a teacher.
Nice.
And I can relate to Jenna because I'm getting ready to turn 30. So
okay.
That's about it. I'm not married or anything.
Oh, just like Jenna.
Oh, God. Yeah. You know what? Life is over. Well, hey, that's 30's okay. It's quite painless.
And for 1810, she could do what you did and go to a really great little getaway for mm-hmm. her birthday.
I really like that idea.
You know what? It's great. It's good memories with friends. You should use that and go out of town.
I think I will.
It is settled. Jamie's going on a vacation.
Right.
But you do what you want with the money. It's yours.
Take a girlfriend with you.
Take Jenna. You have so much in common.
You're 30 and alone. No, I'm not alone anymore.
Enjoy that money, okay, Jamie?
I will. And one more thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to say hashtag Big Break Madison.
Oh.
Oh, you are.
We got a Madison fan up
here.
We
got that in common,
nice.
Too.
Nice.
Thank you, Jamie.
All right. Lies that you told
Hold
your...
Hold on, Al. I wanted to ask Kelly a question.
Oh, no, we're not going... Oh, I thought we were going to break.
That's all right.
Al wasn't listening. Kelly...
Why don't you go play with your computer again?
No, Kelly, could you...
Like you're blaming it on
JC. Kelly, could you use $1,810 right now?
Y'all, you don't know.
Kelly's having some problems.
I got to go to closing today when we get off the air. Because I'm taking on another, you know, a house. My whole strategy was I didn't want to be in a panic situation and, you know, sell my house and have to get a house I won't love.
Yeah.
So I've been like passively looking for a while. I finally found a house I really, really love.
Okay.
And then I put my house on the market. And now I'm going to have a problem of, oh my gosh, am I going to sell it or
don't
not?
Don't most people list the house as they're looking for a house? And that
see,
way,
see, I didn't want to.
You never know.
I didn't want to risk my house selling and then I'm in a panic and there's nothing out there for me and I'd have to move in an apartment. I wanted to just. This is the way I wanted to do it.
The ideal situation is that you sell your house around the same time or right before you're going to close on another
house.
Exactly. So
that
the money
would be
moves.
Ideal.
Yeah.
But when you're rich, like Kelly, I mean, it really doesn't matter. Kelly could buy another house today. She could have three if she wanted to.
Yeah, what's an extra, like...
What's extra house?
Yeah, come on.
I had to have a little help from Daddy, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because I just I haven't sold my house.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was supposed to have somebody come back with her husband last night. At 7:30 at night, so I think these people are serious. They canceled on me.
It was a second look, right?
Yeah, they canceled. I don't know why I haven't found out yet. So yesterday, I had to go to the final walkthrough of the house I'm buying, and they were just going to, you know, they had to do a few repairs. That's what mm-hmm. happens when you buy a house. Like there was some, you know, stuff they had to fix in the attic and the roof, and you know, da da da. So we're looking around, and we go into the laundry room, and the, you know, they've already disconnected all the appliances. And the water was dripping out of where the washing machine is hooked up.
Ruh-roh.
So we tried to turn it off, and it wouldn't turn off. That's okay. So we were going to look through the rest of the house. I'm taking some measurements because mm-hmm. I have to get, you know, get some new stuff. And suddenly we hear,
ooh, that's not good.
What?
I'm like, what is that? is somebody blowing? You can't figure out what that noise is. We go around the corner, and the other family's realtor was in there messing with it, trying to turn it off, and the whole thing exploded. Oh. There was water, hot water, gushing out of the wall into the electrical outlet. We're like, oh my God, the laundry room's flooding, and I'm just like, I can't believe this is happening.
But you haven't closed yet, right?
So we're like, where do we turn off the water? So here's a bunch of women running around. We don't know. Women, we got to start learning stuff to take care of ourselves. So we go out in the yard, and you pull up the thing. It's like, you have to have a water meter key.
Right.
I'm like, I don't know.
Everybody should have one ready.
My dad comes, and he's like, go find me a water hose. Because, you know, it's a faucet. What he's going to do is hook the water hose and then drain the water out to the yard.
There you go.
It was just a mess. Smart. We couldn't find anything. And finally, my dad figures out. He finds a spray nozzle from a garden hose, and he puts that on it and caps it off right as the neighbor, two doors down, barefoot, comes running over with the key.
With the water key.
I've already met my new neighbor Bobby.
He's looking forward
to getting together for either coffee or a glass of wine.
Oh, is he single?
No, he's got it. This is an all-families neighborhood.
Okay.
But Bobby might know someone.
We have audio from Kelly catching the realtor in that room.
You did it! You did it!
Did you think she did it?
And Bobby, man, this is a man. He had a water meter key. He had a shop vac.
They got
over there and started sucking water out. I was like, you are turning me on so much right now, Bobby.
Does he also have a wife?
Yeah. I met her yet.
Oh, gosh. Someone go by Kelly's house, because if we have to deal with her when she is showing a house, fixing her own house, and fixing the new one.
See, I used to have Al, and then he abandoned me.
I'm right down the street.
Oh, you got me.
I'm sorry, Kelly. That's because Al has other things on his mind.
We just kind of left, and I'm hoping I go back and everything's taken, because this is it. This is my house as of today.
I'm a man. I got tools.
You gonna come all the way up 20 miles to fix my house?
Oh, it's up there.
You have to have firemen come get you off your roof.
I ain't going away.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Let's play the theme song for this break. So what, do you want guys to call in and admit to lying now?
Well, this was inspired. Who was the celebrity, Kelly, that the guy told his woman that he was doing research?
Oh, Leah Michelle's current boyfriend, since more Corey Monteith.
Yeah.
He told her, I wasn't working as a gigolo. I went kind of undercover so I could understand the game, so I could be a love coach, a coach for the gigolos.
And she bought that hook, line,
sinker. Who were out there entertaining women. And she bought it.
Now, Al, you said you've had a couple lies that you got away with.
Well, I'm not a very good liar. I'm going to be honest with you. Either I smile, because I don't know why, because I'm like...
Is your deep down a good person?
I don't know, but I'm not a very good liar. I might get away with it for a little bit, but I'll get busted. Like, one time I got busted on the air, live.
For?
On this show.
It was traveling to Mexico.
I was going
with someone,
to
wasn't it?
Mexico or Jamaica or somewhere.
That was way before y'all were here, yeah.
And I was I had this girl that I kind of just met watching my dog, but I had bought two tickets to Mexico to take this other girl or wherever I was going.
Oh.
And so I was on the air talking about, I'm going by myself, you know, because I had been telling this girl all along I was going by myself. And then the travel agent called.
Yes.
You remember this, Kelly?
That's right.
The travel agent
doing
called.
A good thing.
They said, Al's not good. Al's not going by himself. He bought two tickets. Isn't that funny? This is live.
She was contributing to the comedy.
This is live on the radio.
This is great.
What? And I'm mountains. And I was like leaving the show to go to the
airport. Did you use her again after that?
No.
Yeah, I'm sure she did fine, though.
Oh, man.
Made for a great bit, I bet.
So, yeah.
I love it when our listeners used to actively participate like that.
Yeah. You still can.
Oh, man. I remember when I first moved here, I went to my first, woman doctor.
Gynecologist.
And one of the nurses called in and said, she's a natural redhead. I'm like,
oh, my goodness.
Yes, they used to like be so involved. It's like, we got to get a little arm distance here.
Oh, my goodness.
There's a curtain. Yeah. No peeking behind.
Kelly, you had a dude who got away with lying that his wife was in a coma when you were dating him, right?
Yeah, but see, what happened was.
This is Otis.
So she never heard the phone ring when you call?
What happened was.
This
is before I even was here. I was back home in South Carolina working, three jobs, going to school. I was working at TV 13 doing weekend weather and you know, doing a little stuff. Anyway, he comes to town. He was a jingle writer. And he big, got, you know, coming from the big city, coming to a little small town. And he just took a shine to me. And took me in my first limousine ride and all that. And I was like 26, 27.
Yeah.
And anyway, he told me that his wife was in a coma and there was really nothing else they could do for her. So he took her home and had a nurse that sat with her.
And you believed it.
Why would I not believe
and you're
that?
Not, and you weren't allowed to call that after 7 because
you might wake her up.
You know, if the phone rang, don't say anything. It's just, you know, to have to explain to the kids and stuff. It's too much. But, you know.
And then the other guy, Kelly.
Yeah, Russell told me. I met him. Oh, man. It was.
You've been lied to a lot.
I don't care. It was one of the best weekends of my life. It really was. I met Russell in an elevator. He just wouldn't stop. He was gorgeous.
In Vegas, right?
Did y'all meet him?
Yeah, we met him. I met him. Yeah.
He was so gorgeous. And he just wouldn't stop smiling at me. And I was very self-conscious. I'm very insecure. I know y'all have a hard time.
I remember he was a very sweaty guy.
Yeah, he sweat a lot. He sweat. He was, when he worked out, he just. Buckets.
And he made your nose break out a lot.
Well, we made out too much, so I had a little blister. Anyway, Haven was like, get her number. And he was like, what is your number? You know, I was like, no, it was awful. But anyway, ended up.
He told you, he lied and said
he was a professional soccer player in Canada.
And he had a British accent.
But he told me why, because he fell in love with a girl, moved to Canada. That's the truth part. And they were getting divorced. And anyway, but in Canada, they have like some stupid, you got to wait a year. law, which is true. That. It's true, though. That part was true. Did but he told me he was a professional soccer player.
Did you ever Google it?
I did, because when we got on the plane to leave, I was like Googling Russell. Like,
Russell.
It's not popping up.
Russell, the Canadian.
You know, like British professional soccer. Nothing popped up. And then he finally had to.
Yeah, girls.
Then he said he was like a secret agent.
He never thought he'd see me again. No.
What can I lie about?
Me.
I'm a secret agent.
He didn't tell me secret agent. I did Google some stuff that he. What he really did, girls, he was telling Google. The truth about.
Okay. So
because I did Google it after that.
So we're asking you to call us up with the biggest lie that you ever told.
Benny told me he liked girls.
Yeah.
And then
he left me for Patrick.
If there's a lie or a denial.
We'll start with Katie, whose boyfriend lied to her. What did he tell you, Katie?
My boyfriend told me that he cheated on me and he broke up with me. About 8 months later, he came back to me, gave me the whole spiel about how much he missed me and told me that he had lied and he hadn't actually cheated on me. And so I took him back.
So
he lied about cheating.
He lied about cheating.
To break up with
you. Just so he could have a reason to break up with me.
Yeah.
And are y'all still together?
No, we're not. Yeah. Thankfully, that was back when I was like 16.
Yeah,
so I've come to my senses since then.
Turns out he probably did cheat, huh?
He probably did. Yeah. But I believed him that he didn't.
Probably did.
What a strategy.
I had to break up with a girl and before I started driving in high school.
Oh, that whole that 8 months ago where I actually cheated. No, I was lying.
No, for real. I was kidding. In high school, before I started driving, I was dating a girl and her mom was driving us to the movies,
mm-hmm.
and it came time to take me home because my mom had dropped me off at her house.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so embarrassed about the apartments I lived in because I lived in this nice big house. When I saw it, I was like, ooh, there's no way she's going to want to keep dating me if she sees where I live.
Look at JC's lie, where this is going.
So I had to,
I
started making her make these turns in this nice neighborhood and I found the biggest house I could. And I said, there's my house.
That one.
So they dropped me off and they're waiting for me to go inside.
Yeah,
so
they want to make sure you get in safely.
So I'm standing outside by the front door and I'm pretending to ring the doorbell. And I'm like, oh, I guess my parents are upstairs in our huge mansion. So I'm just going to go around back. So I'll see you guys tomorrow. And I went around and I climbed this like 7-foot fence, jumped over the fence and waited for them to leave. Shout out. And
you're always jumping a fence, dude.
So I had to end up breaking up with her because she would have found out where I lived. So go ahead and go. Oh,
you're a little liar. Huh?
Tom, lie you told your girl.
Well, she really wasn't my girl. She was a girl who wanted to get a little more involved in a relationship, but on the crazy hot scale, she just didn't add up.
Oh,
gotcha.
So,
yep.
So craziness was much higher than hotness.
Gotcha. Uh-huh.
And so I told her that I was a CIA operative and that I really couldn't be involved in a relationship. and that I was about to be shipped overseas on a secret mission.
Wasn't that the plot of a movie?
Yes.
On Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah,
right?
And Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah.
That is great. True Lies.
True Lies. Man.
Well done, Tom. And
nice
it worked,
job.
Right?
It gets a little better.
Do go on.
Oh, yeah. I would say a couple months later, I run into her.
Uh-oh.
And I had cut myself with a box cutter and had about 30 stitches in my forearm. And she sees me, and she comes up, and she goes, "Oh, you're back. You're home." I was like, "Yeah." And she goes, "Oh, what happened on your arm?" And I was like, "Well, I said, I still am not allowed to talk." But she goes, "Oh, you got shot."
You got shot.
Oh, you got shot. Got
to go with it at that point.
So I never told her that it wasn't true that I caught myself with a box cutter. So yeah. That was it.
If you were like, did you ever hear about the SEALs that took down Bin Laden?
No, me, baby.
That was me.
That probably turns her on even more.
Actually,
so I
found
exactly.
Saddam Hussein.
Yeah. I'm the guy that pulled him out of that thing.
Yep. Thanks for calling,
great.
Dude.
Awesome.
It's the Kid Kraddick Morning Show.
The big green egg. I'm not pulling your leg. You don't have to beg. Easier than finding one on Craig's. It's for Father's Day. You don't have to pay. And he can cook filet. Your dad will grill the brats. It will hit the spots. And you don't spend a lot.
Actually, you don't spend anything because we're giving it away. We're giving away the big green egg, y'all. Ow!
Actually, everybody. Oh, not over.
Green egg.
Oh, my God.
That was the remix of all the songs Al did this week.
That's how excited I am to be giving away the big green egg.
Well,
I love it so much.
Big Al, the big green egg has been given away.
Yeah, we've already given it away to all three of our previous winners. And today, they're playing for what?
They're playing for a $1,000 Visa gift card, compliments of Nature's Own.
Yeah, buddy.
Now, we had on Tuesday, Anita ended up winning. On Wednesday, Charlie won. And on Thursday, Maria won. We'll bring them in a second. But first, we took the audio from our contestants doing lawn work sound effects on Tuesday. And we came up with this.
Lawn work.
Hola, this is JC. And if there's one thing I know, is that nobody wants a bushy bush. That's why I started Chavez Lawn Care. We invested tens of dollars into a state-of-the-art lawn maintenance equipment to give you the nicest lawn on the block from the best lawnmowers. Most high-power leaf blowers. Even the loudest weed whackers. After our talented lawn care professionals are done, all you have to do is use the sprinklers. So don't even mess around with those other guys. And don't delay. Call Chavez Lawn Care today. Oh, did I mention we keep grass? I probably should have mentioned that. Big good luck to
more perfect with the more vuvuzela.
Yeah, right.
More vuvuzela.
Uh-oh. Can I tell you?
Good luck to Mexico playing Cameroon today.
The worst idea I have ever had.
Too bad, Al.
Buying vuvuzelas.
That's not the most expensive bad idea you ever had, at least.
Not even the instrument of the World Cup this year, Al. But there you go.
Well, that's the first problem. I bought 1,000 vuvuzelas. Yeah.
Maybe you can donate them to the homeless.
From 1,000.
Because here's the thing. I know we got to do the contest.
Yeah, we did.
Charity write-off.
Last year, I was like, I didn't know anything about the vuvuzelas. And by the time the games came, I was like, I got to order vuvuzelas. Well, I can't get them in time. So this year, I said, I'm going to order them early. I've been sitting on 1,000 vuvuzelas for like 6 months.
Yeah, because now it's the Cazirola.
It sounds like a maraca.
They changed the damn noise maker.
So from Al's dumbest idea ever involving 1,000 vuvuzelas to probably one of the best ideas we've had involving $1,000 and the big green egg.
Yes.
We're going to finish this bad boy off with our three champions.
All right.
Let's say hello to Anita, who was our Wednesday winner. Hi, Anita.
Hello.
Now, Anita, what sounds were you making on Tuesday?
I did the karate fight and the bomb.
Oh, you were the bomber.
That's right.
The bomb.
Yeah, you did a pretty good job with that. Let's say hello to Maria, who was our Thursday winner.
Hi.
Hey.
Now, Maria,
good morning.
What noises were you making on Thursday?
Yeah.
Oh, I drank beer and burped, and I saw a tree.
Just made your children proud, didn't you?
Home improvement.
Home improvement.
And let's say hello to our Tuesday winner, Charlie.
Hey.
Hey, Charlie. Charlie. You were featured in our commercial we just played.
Oh, I'm perfect. I did hear that. Aww.
Yeah. So congratulations on being featured on that.
Back and let's do it later.
Yeah. Are you ladies ready to hear your theme for today?
Yes.
Yes.
Your theme to win a $1,000 Visa gift card is automobiles.
Oh, nice.
Or cars.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, JC, for the interpretation.
Now, I will tell you what noises you need to be making. I will follow that up with your name, which means it's your turn, okay? Are you guys ready?
They got this.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. See, they already played.
They're seasoned pros at this.
They know what is up.
All right.
Your first challenge is turning the key in the ignition, but your car won't start, and you get mad. Anita, you go first.
Good.
A little backfire there.
All right.
Well done, Anita.
Nice job.
Maria, you're up.
Are you serious?
JC loves this contest.
I love this. I love noises.
I love it too.
Charlie, you will finish this one off.
Seriously?
Very good.
All righty.
Very good, ladies. All
well right. done.
What's next?
So far, so good.
Okay.
Your next sound you'll be making is the car starting, then you rev the engine a few times just to let us know what kind of horsepower you got.
All right.
Maria, you'll go first. Charlie, you're...
I felt you on that.
Charlie, you are up.
Who was that? That was
Maria.
That was Maria.
Okay.
Maria. Charlie, you're up.
Well, it was longer.
Yeah.
Anita, you're up.
Wow,
so you got a truck, huh?
That's a truck with dual pipes.
That's like an F-350.
Sounds like she had more horsepower to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. All right, let's move on to the third one.
Yep.
Driving a stick shift and switching gears. Charlie, you'll go first.
You might need a clutch.
All right, Anita, you're up next.
Four speed. Okay. All right. Ooh. Yeah, good job.
Man, does she do noises for video games?
Maria, you're up.
Yeah, women don't. Women don't shift gears.
She was
right?
Double clutching.
Yeah,
you know that it happened.
Yeah, you know, at this point, I've given a round to each contestant.
Well,
yeah, it's pretty even today.
Right now, I mean, like you're all tied.
So far, so good.
On my score sheet, I don't know about anybody else's.
This is the best of the best right here.
Now we're moving on to the fourth one.
Okay.
Slamming on your brakes and hitting your horn.
Now it's Anita.
Anita, you're up first.
What are you driving, Anita?
It's a clown car.
She's the polite honker.
Yeah, I think that's a little beetle.
Yeah. Maria, you're up next.
Meep.
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 Meep. Meep. Remember when those kids were calling to school and meeping?
Yeah.
That was a thing. Charlie, you're up next.
Yeah, girl.
Oh, that's what I would have done.
You did.
She's driving General Lee.
Uh-huh. Torn. I don't know what to do.
She's in the low rider.
Oh, man. Y'all are making it.
Here we go. Our final.
Comedians.
To determine the champion of all champions.
All right.
The one that will take home the $1,000 Visa gift card.
This is going to do it for me right here.
From Nature's Own.
Yep.
Your last noise you'll be making is swerving to avoid a deer and unfortunately crashing.
Oh. Mm. But everyone survived.
Yeah, everybody's fine.
I hope.
Driving down the road, swerving to avoid a deer, and then you crash into something.
Yeah, yeah. The deer got a sprained ankle.
Yeah.
Maria, you're up first.
Ooh.
I heard airbags.
I heard the airbag. Did you? I felt like I was there.
Yep.
All right. Charlie, you're up next.
That's a little fender bender.
Charlie went into some bushes.
Yeah, that's a little fender bender.
Landed on a marshmallow.
He'll be in and out of Mako in just days.
And Anita, you'll do the last one. She was rolling.
It was in the distance.
It was like a roll.
She went down the cliff.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
I've got a problem here because I've
Yeah, it's tight today, y'all.
Two of them.
Yeah.
It's
going to be difficult.
Yeah, this is.
I literally have a tie between two of them.
I so do I.
So we have to do tiebreakers in ourselves, right?
Yeah. So.
All right.
All right, we'll kick it off with Kelly.
Oh, see, now. God,
you always say how you don't like going last. Kelly?
Kelly?
Who do you pick?
God, I'm really torn. I'm looking at the whole. Okay, then I'll look through the weeks.
Oh my God!
Are you tallying up the rest of the week?
If you have a tiebreaker, you have to go back to the week previous.
Who do you think is the best?
JC, can you make a vuvuzela noise with your mouth?
I'll go with Anita because I mean I'm looking back on the bot. I mean I literally had a tie.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
But I'm going to go with Anita because I'm looking back over the week to break the tie for me.
All right, Anita gets the first vote from Kelly Raspberry. We'll move on.
That was hard. That was really hard for me.
To JC, this was very tough for me as well. But I actually had Maria edging it out on this one.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it's one Maria, one Anita.
Okay.
We'll move on to Big Al Mac.
It's pretty even all the way across, but I had to give it to Anita this time.
All right.
Time.
That's two for Anita.
Two for Anita, one for Maria.
Charlie, you're being shut out. Oh, man. But you still did really good. Jenna, you're up next.
Okay. Well, so if I choose Maria, it's a tie.
Right.
Yeah, and then Shannon,
and what do we do from there?
Trey will break. Or Mike will break.
Yeah. Oh, and Trey's just as evil as Shannon.
Oh, yeah. Trey hates everybody.
Okay, great. Well, I loved Anita. I chose her the other day, but just to put this on someone else and make it more difficult, I'm going with Maria.
Oh, we got a tie game.
Oh,
tie
so
game.
You made it on Trey.
Let's bring in Trey.
Charlie, sorry about you.
The toughest guy in the world. Not as in fighting, but just
I have absolutely no sympathy for anyone.
Uh-huh.
Let's go with it nice and easy. Anita, you win.
All right.
Well, then just that's it.
Yay, Anita. You're the winner.
Yay.
Nick, tell
her
what
thank you.
Tell her what she's won.
Congratulations, Anita. In addition to the big green egg package you already won, you just won a $1,000 Visa gift card from Nature's Own.
All right.
Nature's Own earned its spot as America's number one best-selling bread brand by providing healthier bread without sacrificing great taste. It's an easy way to please everyone in the family. And, of course, Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience.
Oh, it sure is.
All right.
Yay.
All
right. Thank you all very much.
What are you going to do with that $1,000?
Buy some meat.
See, the green egg was for the man. The thousand's for you, Anita.
You better buy some meat for your husband so he can cook some stuff up for you, girl. Yeah.
I'll buy some meat.
There you go. All right. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You provided us a lot of pleasure this week, Anita.
Happy Father's Day.
Yeah, this goes as all-star material right here. All of them. Well done.
This is a fun
contest. Done. That was.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Looks like we got a nice little shout-out on Entertainment Tonight last night.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Jonah Hill stars in 22 Jump Street, hitting theaters on Friday. And in honor of his upcoming flick, and just because we love him so much, here are five things you may not know about the funny man. Number 5, Jonah credits Oscar winner Dustin Hoffman with giving him his start in showbiz. He told the Kid Craddock in the Morning radio show why in 2011.
He was the first person to say, like, nice. You should really do this as your career.
How cool is that?
And then he went so far as to give me my first audition, which what ended up being my first movie, which was I Heart Huckabee's a tiny role.
We all said wow in that clip.
Wow. Because you knew one day it'd be on Entertainment Tonight and you wanted to have. Yeah. I was on Entertainment Tonight. Wow.
Al said wow. Kids said wow. I said wow. The ladies kept it cool.
Yeah, because we were like.
Because we don't interrupt
whatever.
Celebrity guests.
Do we get paid for that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to get paid for that. We were on TV.
Yeah. We actually have a speaking line.
Entertainment Tonight action right
there.
Yeah,
we can put that on our resume.
On our what?
A resume.
Okay. We're bringing in phone screener Lacey.
Good morning.
It's been brought to my attention, Lacey, that you went out on the streets and you talked to some people.
So she's more than a phone screener. We need to check that.
Well, that's how people know her.
Nickname.
Thank you.
Kelly. What do you want your nickname to be?
What's your job description? What's your job title?
I have so much. I really don't know. I'm so busy, guys. I had to put the work down just to come in here and talk to y'all for a minute. I've got so much on my plate right
you
now.
Can be the morning show assistant.
She's telecommunications specialist.
Morning
how about
show assistant.
Lacey G.
I am the white assistant, not the Eskimo assistant. Please
Correct.
Don't get me confused with that.
Right.
So I went out on the street to talk to listeners to find out if they knew what important holiday was coming up this weekend.
Oh, Father's Day.
Yeah.
No, well, kind of the forgotten holiday.
What important holiday is coming up this weekend that most people forget about?
Labor Day.
I don't know. 4th of July?
Let's see. What is it? Flag Day?
What is Flag Day?
I believe Flag Day, isn't that when our flag was first created?
Don't they like fold the flags up or something like that?
I don't speak much English.
How do you do the flag?
A bootleg version of 4th of July.
It's actually a celebration of the day that flags were made. How do you plan on celebrating Flag Day?
I'm going to celebrate by telling everyone I know Happy Flag Day.
Drinking in the middle of the day.
Ride a motorcycle in a flag bikini.
Say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I'm going to dance around the flagpole.
Go to the lake and stuff. Party.
I go firework crazy, especially since I don't have any children. I spend hundreds of dollars on fireworks to let other people watch them, and that little child inside of me comes out.
Get drunk and celebrate the USA.
What song would you sing if you were drunk celebrating the USA right now?
Oh, the USA one. I'm proud to be an American.
I thought you were going to go with Party in the USA.
It's a party in the USA.
And then you got a twerk. Then you got a twerk.
It's Flag Day this weekend?
See, it's Flag Day on Saturday. I thought she was going to say it was Father's Day and people forgot that.
Yeah, me too.
I forgot Flag Day.
Yeah, no, it's Flag Day and nobody seems to care about that holiday. So I wanted to know what we could try to do to make it more important and just to talk to people about it and raise awareness. I actually got kicked out of the place for talking to people about Flag Day and I accidentally turned off the recorder as I'm like scolding the security officer about, well, you don't need to forget about Flag Day on Saturday and what would you do? And he's like, ma'am, stop with the interview. I said, well, it's turned off, and it really was. So that was kind of a fail on my part. Sorry, this is all that I'm bringing to the table
today. You learned very well from Big Al Mac.
Yeah, right?
Yes, you did.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.